What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, tchcharities.org. Please check out my brother Tavares Taylor's website and his charity. Donate anything you can, time, money, clothes, books, whatever they need at the moment. They're doing a lot of work for Flint, Michigan, and a lot of work for our youth and our people in general. So again, tchcharities.org. Even if all you can donate is a repost or a retweet, every little bit helps. Let's be our brother's keeper. tchcharities.org. Thanks.
All right, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J. Dot Flan, and sitting next to me is my brother, Rich Nerd.
Yo.
We are the White Pants Society, and welcome to episode 122.
Damn.
122.
That's still a lot of damn episodes.
Still doing it. Thank y'all for rocking with us this far.
Definitely. Thank you for tuning in. I wanted to get here. I wasn't sure if we was going to get here. I didn't think we was going to get here that fast. Well, we did it. By the grace of God, we did it.
Yeah, man. Started from nowhere and kept it going 122 times. Damn. I wanted to give up so many times. Anyway, man, what has gone on? It's been a busy week.
Busy as fuck week.
Busy week, man. Like I'm just trying to keep my head from spinning, you know, trying to get this TV show going, keeping the podcast going. Coming up with content, shooting. Shout out to the Hair Lounge. We was out there this past weekend shooting a segment.
My bad for that noise y'all about to hear. But yeah, we've been out and about. We've been everywhere, like you said. And I mean, it's crazy, but we got to do what we got to do. I've heard the term grinding. I've utilized the term grinding many times before. This is some next level tired man shit. Like,
this is not water in this mug,
bro.
I got Mountain Dew.
This I need to walk with a pack of Red Bull or something. This is crazy. But like I said, no successful man.
Yeah, any successful man is a busy man.
Yeah, listen.
You gotta work. Gotta put the work. Everybody wanna. What that joint Kevin Hart say? Everybody wanna be famous. Nobody wanna do the work. Something.
Yeah, we working.
Working my ass off, man. All right, still boycotting the NFL.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I did see that Adrian Peterson got signed to the Redskins.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see how that works. We'll see how 33-year-old Adrian Peterson, they still giving him grief about that child abuse thing he had a couple years back.
As they should.
Now, but I'm still a little on the fence with it, you know. I think everybody has different ways of disciplining their children. I think if people heard some of the things that our parents did to us,
they'd
be in jail too.
You'd be arrested, Grandma.
I don't know.
I'm gonna cut that out. She might beat me still.
I used to get beat in school, man. You had teachers beat you in school?
Yeah, but see, my teachers was my family. They thought they were slick. I had a cousin as a teacher, a grandma as a teacher, an aunt as a teacher. I'm going home with you anyway. So they was like, I'm not gonna wait till we get there. I'm gonna get this now.
Nah, I had regular teachers.
Oh, nah.
I had a teacher. I'm gonna tell the story, Miss Perry. I'm gonna put you on blast. Miss Perry had you know how they used to have a cubby hole, right?
Yeah.
Put your stuff in. This is my kindergarten teacher. So whenever you act up, she'd tell you had to go see Officer Friendly. And going to see Officer Friendly meant she was gonna take you back in the cubby hole. And all you know is that kids went back there, and when they came out, they was crying. Yeah. I swear to God, for years, I believed there was a police officer who just stayed in his room.
Was ready.
Just ready for all time, you know. And one until I got in like the fifth or sixth grade where I found out that Officer Friendly was two yardsticks taped together.
Oh, damn.
And when she was taking them back there, she was just wearing them out. I think I actually met Officer Friendly probably around the fourth or fifth grade. This is a kindergarten teacher who just like, would follow you, keep up on you, like just pop up in your classroom, like what you doing, you know. And Nah, you gotta go see Officer Friendly.
Nah. I'm in fifth grade now, woman.
Do you understand the shock being in kindergarten and seeing a sixth grader come downstairs, go in the cubbyhole, and come out crying? That's Do you know what you thought was in that goddamn cubbyhole?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought Pennywise was in that cubbyhole.
Yeah, that's exactly that's it. Like, see, that's how you tell we cut from the same cloth. Throw the same damn joke at the same damn time.
East Coast thing.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of movies, I don't know what's going on with my wife and my mother-in-law, but it's been Shark Week. Hopefully we're out of Shark Week. I don't know if we're still in Shark Week. Shark Week seemed like it lasts a month. I don't know. But this Sharknado thing, though, like, how is this a thing?
Have you seen it?
I've been forced to see it, yes. Yes, I've been forced.
I have yet to watch an episode of Sharknado. First of all,
movies.
It's not, that's what I'm saying.
It's hours of your time. Not
when
like
you hear the name, you're like, what? And then you see the graphic and like the trailer and you're like, really? I've not had the pleasure.
It's one of those, I guess it's supposed to be one of those, it's so bad.
It's good.
But it's good. But to me, that's just bullshit. Like, it's just bad. Like, you can't go so far into bad that you come out on the other side. It don't work that way. Like, you just getting worse.
I mean, there's some movies that suck so bad that you're like, really? But you can't look away.
I don't know. I've never had that experience. I've never had that experience.
It was one or two I've seen. I can't remember right now.
This Sharknado stuff, man. Like, it's bad on all levels. It's bad acting. It's a bad story. You know, for this to be 2018, the graphics and the, you know, computer generated stuff.
Not even taking advantage of the CGI.
Like, it's intentionally bad. Like, just horrible. But my wife, look, it's a movie about a tornado that with sharks.
What are they up to, like six now?
This was the final one. And the tagline for the final one was, it's about time. That's the tagline for the movie. The last Sharknado. It's about time. And it was about time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a play on words.
But
it's probably still about one of them.
It's about time. But everybody's in these, man, everybody's in these movies just doing cameos, getting killed by sharks flying out the sky. None of it was funny. Like, my wife is laughing. She's, like, texting my mother-in-law. And they like, did you just see the blue? Like, but none of this is funny. None of this is remotely funny.
I feel like now I need to force myself to, like, at least sit through the trailer. I don't know if I'll make it through the whole movie. I mean, I could probably make it through the trailer.
I don't know, man. I've seen too much. I can't go back. I can't unsee it. I wish I could. I really wish. I got to find a good movie to watch. I've been meaning to watch Ready Player One.
Ready Player One is good.
Good.
Do you have it?
I got it on the NAS. Yeah, I just haven't watched it yet.
Actually, you know what you might like? Mile 22.
All right. I saw bits and pieces. Oh, I saw like a fight sequence from it.
Yeah, Mile 22. Anything with John Wahlberg in it is going to be good.
Yeah.
But Mile 22 is crazy. It's about Overwatch, government agencies to the highest level. It was good as fuck, though.
Oh, man. Government agencies, though. Can you even believe that the president's lawyer came on television and used the phrase "truth isn't truth"?
That's one of those things where I don't even know what to say. And then
a whole grown ass man said truth in an interview in a professional setting, and said it with a straight face, like. Like, you should understand what I'm saying. Truth ain't truth.
All what's crazy is all of the stuff that's going down and people coming forward and confessing and all of this shit, people got to know, like, this directly links to Trump, which means technically, like, the shit that they're confessing is confessions about him breaking the law. I bet.
It's just a long-standing rule.
He's not going to get a slap on the wrist.
It's a long-standing rule that you can't indict. They don't indict sitting presidents. So no indictments will probably come from this. We'll see how these midterm elections go. If we can flip the House, we can flip the Senate, you know, we have a chance to talk about impeachment again. But this is sad. And this is the dude who said he was going to drain the swamp. We done had about six people in his administration convicted. Mm-hmm. Like straight out convicted. People is awaiting sentencing right now.
It's crazy, is it? The rest of the world got to be like these motherfuckers.
We look like Sharknado to the rest of the world. They watching us like, can you believe it? It's so bad that it's good.
Every fucking week. See, that's the point. This shit is so fucked up that every time you say something, I'm like, you got to stop and laugh.
Yeah.
My God. 45 did it again.
A grown ass man said the truth ain't true.
You can honestly like get a like a full TV series weekly off the shit that's happening.
It's going to be like 100 years from now.
The biopic is going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be crazy.
The biopic is going to be crazy.
They might not even wait. Like they might do like they did W and put the movie out. Like was same he still year. In office?
Why same year. It's going to drop. And what's crazy is who are they going to get to play 45? You know, I know who's gonna play 45.
Who Chester the Cheeto dude.
I know we gonna get to play 45, but we gonna talk about that in another segment.
All right, we're gonna come back to that. But I swear to God, we gotta be the Sharknado of the world right now. This is Sharknado. This is real life Sharknado. It's a fucking storm, and sharks are falling from the sky.
Everybody laughing at us.
The one thing you never thought would happen keeps happening every day.
Over and over again.
Every day. And these people, like, they look like if you had to draw an evil white person,
mm-hmm.
like, these people fit, they, Sarah Sanders is what you would draw. She looked like
she's constipated and backed up off of evil energy.
Yes.
Like, she will shit a demon and piss a ghost. Like, she... Oh man, see, that shit is gaming the hiccups. I feel evil inside right now. That shit trying to get up.
Oh man, that
saying her name got me all fucked up.
I'm saying it's gotta be eating away at her. There's no way that's healthy.
No,
to lie every day.
Horrible lies. That level.
Horrible lies. Just
man, the amount of she's single handedly keeping Maalox and Pepto Bismol on the shelves. Man,
she's coming back in her office making shakes.
I can't do it. Like
where that milk and magnesia at?
When you a kid and like you lie to your mom and you be trying to get over it and you really can't deal with it.
Like mom.
And you finally just I can't do it. Like your conscious be eating at you. You be like, I was the one who broke the vase. You know, I did take the last cookie.
You better than me, Rich. I die with my lies. Man. I die with my shit. My mom's still asking me stuff like Jerry, come on. You can tell me. And I'm like, nope, I ain't doing it.
I ain't gonna be mad. You're not gonna get in trouble. Then when your parents were like, you're not gonna get in trouble, yes, the fuck you are.
Yeah, you are.
Kids be falling for that shit. Yes, you are. Don't do it.
Nah, my mother still be hitting me with that. Come on. You can tell me.
It's been longer. Nigga, you 38.
You 30, come on.
Come on. Give it up.
Nope. I don't know what happened, mom.
Take me to the grave.
Wasn't me. I'm straight shaggy with it. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man.
Y'all get on this caffeine, dog. Y'all get on this. Y'all do the do.
I thought I was gonna pass an HEB or something on the way in here.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm getting me a Red Bull. Couldn't find those stores. I'm like, all right, they gonna have a vending machine or something in there. And go, shit.
Nah, yeah, I learned that lesson a couple times coming here. I just be hungry and thirsty. And I still perform for y'all. You see what I do for you people? You people, I said it.
All right, but.
Richner, have you heard the one about the guy who got arrested for burglary because he left a trail of Cheetos behind?
Not black.
You got to hear all the facts first. I'm so you have not heard this one?
Haven't heard it, but you said Cheetos, thinking Trump. All right. Fuck it.
All right, Richner, welcome to another round of Guess the Ethnicity. Here we have a man that apparently broke into a general store, shattered the glass, stole beer, cigarettes, snacks, and energy drinks. He also somehow ripped open a bag of Cheetos, leaving a trail outside. After checking the surveillance tapes, they saw a car leaving the area. When they tracked the car down, there was a trail of Cheetos from the car to the front door.
Wow.
When they entered the residence, he was there with the stolen property and, of course, Cheeto dust on his fingers. Rich Nerd, with this, with these facts and these facts alone, can you guess the ethnicity?
I got so many questions. How the fuck did he, if he was in the car, how did he drop the Cheetos?
Must have been a big bag of Cheetos.
What, was the door open the whole time? Like, where were they falling out of?
No, so the trail wasn't all the way from the store to his house. But when they tracked down the car they saw leaving and got to the residence where his car was parked, there was another trail of Cheetos from the car to the house. So he was just dropping Cheeto like Jerry Curl juice. Just follow the drip. Follow the chips.
I'm torn on this one because I think I know who it is. I think it's one or two people.
Oh man, here we go again.
It was either Lamilton doing hood rat things,
yeah, doing hood rat, and he did steal cigarettes. We know Lamilton likes to smoke with cigarettes.
cigarettes.
Smoking with cigarettes,
or like a meth head named like the Walkie or some shit. I don't fucking. I'm going black.
You going black?
But he said it was Cheetos and what?
He stole. Well, let's go back.
Cheetos, energy
beer,
drink,
cigarettes, snacks, and energy drinks.
I'm gonna say black.
You gonna say black?
I'm gonna say black.
Any particular reason you going black on your first guess?
Black people like Cheetos.
Black people like Cheetos. I do enjoy it.
Yeah, Cheetos. I love Cheetos.
I love Cheetos. I don't like and the hot beer? Cheetos though. People all into the hot Cheetos.
I don't need no flaming hots yet, but. Cheetos, I got Cheetos and beer at home right now, so.
All right, so black is your first guy?
I'm going black.
All right, we'll come back to it.
Hey, y'all, it's that time of year again. You don't want to be in that kitchen baking. Check out Rena's Cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it's the size and shape of a cookie with the consistency of a cake. They come in all types of flavors, lemon, lime, coffee, cakey, though. Hit Arena. She's a full-size bakery as well, full-fledged bakery. She got your pies, she got your cookies, your cakes. Check out Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S, Cakeys.
All right, bro. So I'm sure you done heard about this one by now. In Chicago, law enforcement has been reportedly, dropping off bait trucks around the city. Basically, they're going to, like, the impoverished areas, low-income areas, hood areas, urban areas, and leaving just trucks fulls of Nikes, Louboutin, all types of shit like that, and basically trying to catch people trying to steal the trucks.
Hey, man,
that's entrapment.
That's entrapment. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Because you know them people, like you said, most of the people that will fall for that are not trying to just come up on some Nikes. They're trying to come up on a flip. They're trying to come up on a hustle. So, like you said, they can pay their rent, or they can eat, or they can whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not.
And that's exactly what's going on. It's actually people advocating this, and some of the people that have been caught already, they've already documented it, and it's programs out there that are paying their bill, getting them out, because they caught up with them. And dude is like, oh, I just paid my mom's rent.
Yeah.
Like he don't got no fresh Jordans on. Like they're literally flipping shit to live. You gonna put a sandwich in front of a homeless man? They'd be like, oh, you ate that sandwich. Was it yours? Like, that shit is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucked up how they're going at it. I like what Vic Mensa, though. I think Vic Mensa is doing the opposite and, like, giving away shoes, you know, coming out there with trucks full of shoes. Yeah. Like, y'all can have these. Like, you know,
yeah, that's dope as shit.
That's
and
dope
then,
for Vic.
Because what's crazy is the average person will see that and obviously know something is up.
Yeah.
I know something is up.
Be,
I know something is going on.
A source of desperation.
Exactly. That's I need to eat. My family needs to eat. We need to pay this rent, these bills. I'm not making excuses for nobody. Wrong is wrong. But at the same time, you know, at a certain point, shit goes up. I can't dictate how that man got to feed his kids. If it's going to take me flipping this pair of Louboutins, you might have to do that. But
situation in Chicago messed up enough? That
it's messed up enough to be pulling
people off the streets.
Bro. For you to be stirring a pot like this is crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. They got to get it together. That's entrapment like a motherfucker.
Come on, Chicago. Come on, Chicago. I love deep dish pizza too much.
Deep dish pizza is good. Shit. All right, so did you hear about this one? I thought this was crazy as fuck. I heard this on the radio, and I had to Google the fuck out of this. Georgia police are investigating a heist where people stole $98,000 of ramen noodles.
That's crazy.
A pack of noodles is like 30 cents.
That's a hustle. That is a hustle.
Bro, that's...
Do you know what you got to do to move $98,000?
Bro, that's like 300,000 plus packs of noodles. Where do you stash 300,000 packs of noodles? How do you push 300,000 packs of noodles? Like, you selling them like OD discount, like, yo, $100 for $1. $100 for $1. You can't push them. You gotta sell them in crazy bulk.
Where you got them 100 at? Where you at? Where you just get...
How you walking down a block with 100 packs of noodles? That's crazy.
That's a hustle. That's when, after I went to Mexico and I saw like people really hustling in the sun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I said I wasn't gonna give money to people anymore on the street, because I'm like, man, if y'all ain't hustling like they hustling. But then, you know, here in Texas, if you can stand outside on the freeway in this heat holding a sign all day,
you deserve it.
I get you, dog. You got it.
That's crazy, though, bro. Somebody parks it. You park a truck. You know what? It's not even crazy. And I feel bad because I'm not even going to have you guess the ethnicity, because it was us. It was us.
It's ramen noodles, nigga.
So I witnessed the situation like this.
Okay.
It was three black dudes and two Spanish dudes. Actually, one of them looked like White Mike.
Okay.
I was walking to the train station, and right outside the supermarket in Brooklyn in New York, the truck was parked, and he was like offloading and running inside, disarming. Just so happens that the dude offloading didn't close the truck. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tropical Fantasy.
Nah.
So Tropical Fantasy is one of those the 50 cent sodas.
Okay.
The Tropical Fantasy, Cotton Club, CNC. I don't know what kind they had in DC, but it's one of the, I'm sure you had a flavor or type of 50 cent soda.
Tahitian treat.
Yeah, see, it was the 50 cent sodas. They jumped onto the back of the fucking tractor trailer and stole like 10 cases of 50 cent soda. 50 cent soda.
So dudes is hustling.
Bro.
That's every
they 50 cent. What you selling them at?
Damn hustling.
They're already cheap.
If you need $5.
Get $3 for $1.
There you go.
That's crazy.
It's a hustle.
I hope my people didn't steal these 300,000 packs of noodles. We're already exposed to hot sodium as it is. God damn.
I just want to see them moving. I need to get up on one of these grinds. Get my noodle game up. Pause.
I was like, let me hit that one for you. Pause. All right. So this story I thought was funny as shit.
Needs to pause. Just
and
to start.
It's a pre-pause on this one. So it started off as fake news. So it says Siamese twins in vicious legal battle over right to masturbate. which of course is fake news. But as I looked into it, and I found out that it was fake news, it turns out that one, these twins are now the record holder for the longest living conjoined twins. I gotta find this picture for you, because this shit was funny as fuck.
So they old and just...
They won the record for Guinness Book of World Records. They broke it for oldest living conjoined twins. Their names are Ronnie and Donnie.
Ronnie, Donnie, Ricky, and Mike.
But so here's the twist. Ronnie and Donnie, right? They have four arms, four legs. I mean, yeah, four arms, four legs. Have separate hearts, but they share one digestive tract, one penis, and one anus.
It's not funny. Not funny.
I'm trying to find this picture for you. Here's where it fucking gets funny. One of the twins is gay and has a boyfriend.
Oh, God.
One of the twins is gay and has a boyfriend. And they're conjoined, but only one of the twins, I think it's Ronnie, has control of the penis and the anus. So he dictates when you shit. He dictates when you fuck. So can you imagine? We're conjoined twins. One of you is gay. one of you is straight, but the way that it's set up, like, you're always facing each other. So now you have no choice but to sit there watching your brother make out with his boyfriend, and then watching your brother make out with his girlfriend, and then the fact that you're the one that doesn't control the anus, but you have to sit there and be butt fucked.
I'm trying to figure out, yeah, which situation would be worse in that. Like, if you was the straight twin, would it be worse if your brother was a top or a bottom? Which part?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Which one would buy? Having to take it up the ass would probably.
Man,
I'm assuming that's the worst of the two.
That shit is crazy. I'm trying to find this picture for you because it's a picture where the gay one is making out with his boyfriend and the other one is just sitting there like, because they're facing each other. So you ain't got no point. You ain't got no choice. I mean,
I gotta see the boyfriend. Like, who signed up? I'm not saying that the conjoined twins
find love.
Shouldn't find love. I'm just interested to know something about this person.
And then he feel like, oh, so here's the boyfriend. Oh, there you go. Here's the boyfriend right here with them at the pool. We gotta post this later. And then here's him making out with the boyfriend. And look at the other brother. Looking at him like,
it's making sense now. I can see why that dude made the choice he made. I think his options were limited. That's just,
the boyfriend?
Yeah. I think his options were limited. I don't think he had a whole lot of.
Bro. But this shit is crazy. He's like, fuck it. But then, so question. If you have sex with conjoined twins, does that count as a threesome? Like, how do you dictate? Like, does it have to be two full separate bodies? Or does it count as one body?
Man, I can't do the math.
That's crazy.
Who's that? All right, Rich.
All right, so this last one. Alternative news. Brother Flan sent me this one earlier. And
this is what the world is coming to, right?
I could not believe it. Instagram influencer with 100+ thousand likes.
He's not a person.
Got companies reaching out to her to be the model and the spokesperson. I've read this article like, the fuck? Got people reaching out. They want her to be their spokesperson. And she's not a real person.
Digital modeling.
Digital modeling.
Yeah. It's a whole agency with no.
That just supports digital models.
They have no human models.
It's a guy who's sitting here, people sitting here creating 100% CGI people.
But photorealistic. Like, these are
so photorealistic, you think they're people. They have their own Instagram accounts out and about doing shit.
This is where we're headed.
And bruh.
When I was reading the article, I got to the end, with the section where the lady was talking about how this, could not possibly be good. For women who already have to compete with unrealistic standards from other women, now they're gonna have to compete with unrealistic standards from
look at this
things
shit.
That are not even human. But you see, it's a dude, right? They're like, now dudes bruh, are also
with
gonna
the,
have
with
to
the frown lines, yeah. Son. She got the when you get that scar, when you get the lip ring, and you take it out.
They working extra hard though, like it's going.
But who? First of all, the person who sat here and put this much time into it. I guarantee, like, he's sexting with her right now. He's sexting with her. Because this shit is crazy.
Say, what happened? Well, this is what happened. He was one of them lonely dudes and would hang out with his friends and was always like, I got a girlfriend. And nobody believed him. Like, show us a picture. And he's like, bet. And he went home and made himself a whole girlfriend in Photoshop or whatever.
This Asian
CAD,
girl?
AutoCAD.
I swear she passed me down walking down the block.
Them sweats look real, but it's not just women that are going to be affected.
It's men too.
Men too.
Look at his hairline. This hairline is perfect. At least give him a baldy.
And then you wonder why these dudes is taping beards to their faces and stuff.
Did you see that?
I seen that joint. The lace bruh. Front beard.
We got to do better.
It's the world we live in.
We got to do better or Coder's got to do worse because
it's the world we live
this shit looking real.
So, I mean, in the very near future, you're gonna have to figure out if it's a man, woman, or neither one. Oh, none of the above. Well, not really.
They about to take catfish to another level.
Whole new level.
Man.
Whole new level.
Not only
nothing is real anymore.
It wasn't the guy. It wasn't the girl. It wasn't even a person.
It wasn't even a person. This is what Giuliani meant when he said truth ain't truth. Truth ain't truth.
This is crazy.
None of it's real.
I'm going to post this so y'all can see this.
This is the Matrix.
But this is crazy.
We're living in the Matrix.
Whole firm dedicated to digital models.
Digital models.
Oof.
This is the Matrix, man. It's over for mankind.
Let's pay these bills. Let's talk. Motherfucker. This nigga. Cheetos. Beer. Snacks. Did you say energy drink? So he wanted to stay up.
That's bubble guts.
Long enough to finish all the Cheetos and the snacks.
Hey, yeah. It obviously was a big bag of Cheetos.
This nigga here. All right, fuck it. All right.
And we're back to Guess the Ethnicity. Back with the case of the criminal that was nabbed thanks to a trail of Cheetos.
The Cheeto Bandit.
The Cheeto Bandit. Chester was not his friend. All right, Rich. So back to recap the story. Broke into the general store, broke the glass, stole the greatest bubble guts combination of all time, beer, cigarettes, snacks, and energy drinks. It doesn't sound like it was going to work out for him regardless.
See now I just thought about something else. You said the general store.
Did I say the general store?
The general store.
They refer to this as a general store. That leads to the clue I will give you for this round. This took place in Kershaw County, South Carolina.
So I was about to say, general stores. I've been to general stores. They only ever be in like them either.
No, they didn't say the bodega.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've been to general stores. Hey. And they only ever be in those, I don't want to say hobunk, podunk.
Go ahead and say it, man. Go ahead.
Direct all your hate mail to info@whatistws. But, it's usually always in, like, those small towns.
Small towns.
And it's either all of those small towns with, like, the community feel or this, like... So I'm thinking it's either a small white town or a small black town.
White town.
Kershaw
County. I can't say I've ever had...
I've never heard of Kershaw County.
...of being in Kershaw County. My family's from South Carolina. I've been to Lugoff, you know, Columbia, a couple of places around there. Kershaw County is not one I'm familiar with.
I feel like Kershaw County General Store, Cheetos and energy drink. See, now I'm thinking Mark Zuckerberg. Cheetos, energy drinks, and beer is how he made the Facebook.
Wow. Okay.
The Facebook.
You think he just needs to get a thrill in every once in a while?
After he got off the energy drink is when he finally dropped the.
Gotcha.
It was... I'm going not black.
Now you're going not black.
No, I'm going not black. He sounds...
Are we saying specifically Zuckerberg?
He sounds like a Napster Zuckerberg. What's the dude that bought the Mavericks? One of them dudes. Them overnight rich because I thought of a good idea and I needed Cheeto dust and Red Bull to keep me up.
Is that the combination for success right
it now? It is.
Cheeto dust and energy drinks?
Cheeto dust and energy drinks. Upper and a downer.
So we ruling out LaMilton. LaMilton is safe now. Alibi checks out.
I think LaMilton is safe.
LaMilton is safe. I don't think LaMilton would have left the trail.
I was about to say, I don't think he would have dropped a Cheeto. Yeah,
exactly. So, I think LaMilton, if he dropped one, he wasn't going to leave it there.
So, that's the other reason why I'm saying not black. I don't know too many black people who waste Cheetos.
You waste Cheetos.
You fuck around and you don't even give your wife a Cheeto. Can I get one? Get your own bag. Fuck. Shit.
You was with me in the store, and I asked you if you want something. You said,
exactly.
Man, you want to eat my Cheeto.
I'm going to say.
Something else.
Not black. I'm going to say not black with the strength of stereotypes. We don't share Cheetos.
All right. That's a new one. Y'all heard it here first. Your black friends don't share Cheetos. Don't ask for one.
All right, all. For all those gamers out there, check out GNGU, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United. My man Aaron has started up this YouTube following. all gaming, all the time, from gameplay to reviews, the conversations, or just a little bit back and forth and tutorials to help you out. Check out GNGU on YouTube, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United.
Oh, yeah. This is for the grown and petty out there. We're getting ready to step your petty game up 1,000%. Get ready to get petty. It's Petty Lessons.
Petty Tom. All right. So this one came in. I want to preface this by saying this is some real millennial shit. This is some millennial shit.
That new Jack Petty.
All right. Guy writes in, says he went on a date. The date was really good. He had fun. Him and the girl end up going back to his place. Yeah, they had fun. Netflix and chilled. Netflix and chilled a few times. Apparently, she was really into him because she gave up all the channels.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. She went the fuck in, and then he went the fuck in, and they had a good time. So basically, he says
that's innuendo for y'all that don't understand.
All right. So they hook up. He's like knocked out sleep, wakes up in the middle of the night, like 4:30, and he rolls over and he doesn't see her. So she thinks like she's in a bathroom or something like that. He's looking around for her. Finally, he finds her in the kitchen on her hands and knees, scrubbing the kitchen floor. Turns out she done cleaned the kitchen, the bathroom. She done cleaned his house while he sleeps. And he's like, "What are you doing?" She said he responded, "Well, I know you said that you were so busy you didn't have time to clean, so I thought I'd take some stress off your shoulders because I like you so much." he's freaked out. First date, first time they hooked up, whatever, whatever. So next morning comes, not too far from there because it's 4:30 in the morning. And he just ghosts her, never hits her back. A couple of days later, he says he finally gets with her, and she's like, "You know, why'd you ghost me?" And he's like, "Cause I don't know you. You're fucking in 4:30 in the middle of the night. Why you not sleep? You know, you waking up. You're cleaning the house. You're fucking overbearing. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, you have issues." Goes off on her, and it just bang. He says, "Was it petty of him to ghost this girl? Because he apparently fucked her so good that when he fell asleep,
she cleaned the house."
She cleaned the house.
It's absolutely petty, Riz. It's absolutely petty. And here's why. Like, first off, if you don't want a stranger in your house moving around and shit while you sleep, don't bring a stranger to your house and then go to sleep. Like, that's how that works. That's how that works. You put a stranger in your house and then you fell asleep while they were still in your house, you know, shit could happen.
That's on you.
Of all the L's you could have possibly took that night, you came out with a clean fucking house. Like, take a win. Don't look a win. Don't turn a W into an L. Like, don't turn a W into an L. You could have took all kinds of L's. Like, that's how niggas end up with one kidney or all your jewelry stolen. Niggas could have burnt your Jordans. I don't know. It's a million shits that could have gone horribly wrong in this equation.
Yeah, you, basically,
kind fella, ended up with a clean motherfucking house.
He was supposed to wake up like, "Fuck it, I got breakfast."
Yo, that would have been the gentlemanly thing to do. You know, that would have been the gentlemanly thing to do. But you gonna ghost the chick because you brought her in her house, in your house, and instead of like taking advantage of you, like she obviously could have done, she hooked your fucking house up.
And then, so what else made it funny was that, so it was a black dude, it's a white girl. He said she had the fattest ass he's seen in a while on a white girl.
So the pettiness is just adding up.
She had a dump.
Right.
And cleaned the crib. And pulled out all the stops.
And your choice is to go. So see, this is,
I'm going to keep dancing. I'm going to look around. So I might find better.
First of all, you know, big fuck you to this dude because he's fucked it up for everybody,
basically,
that comes behind him now. Because now she's scorned.
He ain't never gonna clean the house again.
Never gonna clean the house, motherfucking house again. Last guy cleaned the house for. didn't even call me back.
And what's great, it might be a guy out there right now waiting for somebody who know how to clean a floor.
Clean a house. But you, he ruined it for everybody. Like, I fucking scumbags out here not appreciating. You brought a stranger in your house.
You brought a stranger in your house. And it goes back to what we always say. Yeah, it might have seemed overbearing. Yeah, it might have seemed a little crazy. But you got to pick, I guess, the amount of crazy that you can deal with. And apparently a woman cleaning his house was just too crazy for him.
I mean, I say it all the time, Rich. They are all crazy. All of them are crazy. In a different kind of way. All of them got a different kind of crazy, different level of crazy. You met this young lady. You obviously attracted to her. You know, she's obviously attracted to you. She showed you her crazy. And if this is her crazy, nigga, you won.
Yeah.
That's like winning the lottery and being like, fuck, I don't like these numbers. shit, that's 13. That's unlucky. Fuck out of here. Don't stop. Stop pulling L's out of W's, man. You won. You won the fucking lottery. Yeah.
He had it.
And he threw it away.
He had it. I hope his boys are kicking his ass right now.
They should be.
Kicking his ass right now.
Man, you should have to take a year off. You should be. This would be like the NFL. Like, you get suspended for a year. Like, nigga, you can't even play the game. Nah, homie. That's a violation. That's conduct unbecoming or some shit. Like, that's... You broke some sort of law, and now you got to sit out for a minute and just, you know, learn. Maybe in a year, if you take a year off, you'll appreciate the next one to come in your house and clean. You'll appreciate the next one to pull out all the stops on the first date. I mean, that's if he'd have said he ghosted her because that was mad thoughtish, I could have maybe went with that.
Yeah.
But you ghosted her because she cleans your house.
Though. Yeah, that's it.
Nah.
That's not even a valid excuse.
It's not a valid excuse.
Especially when everything else was on off. That was good. All the rest of that was bomb. But she cleaned the toilet.
The part where she went wrong was when she pulled out the Windex.
How you gonna clean my house? You don't know where shit go. You would sleep long enough for her to find out where shit go. Open up every cabinet.
And I give him that. That's the one thing about being married for the past almost 5 years. It's 'cause every time my wife cleans, I have no idea what shit is. Like, no idea. You know, you just you live with your own system. And, like, even if I leave something out, I know where I left it. It's like, when you put it away, you've fucking hidden it from me. Like, I have been in the house, like, scrambling, trying to find a pair of shoes for, like, an hour. Shit's is in the closet. I'll never put my shoes in the closet. Put my shoes right next to the bed or wherever I took them off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Shit be all lost and shit.
You gonna put them away. I ain't gonna never find them in the closet. How dare you put my clothes in the closet? But I ain't ghost her, though. I still talk to my wife. I talked to her the next day. Still married. I ain't take the ring off. Like, I can't take your kind of crazy. Fuck out of here. It gotta be a millennial. Young dudes.
See,
one day,
young dude.
One day, and we said this to Thaddeus when he was here. Like, There's a point in your life where you stop chasing sex and you stop chasing, like, bodies and all that other shit like that. All that's cool. But you just want peace.
Oh, yeah.
And a motherfucker will wake up at 4:30 in the morning, not disturb you getting out to bed.
Handle all that business.
Handle all that business. Nigga. Come the fuck.
That's the crazy part. She make no noise. Either he sleep loud as fuck or she is good at what she do.
Like, do you know what happens to me if I stay asleep while my wife is cleaning?
Oh, yeah, nah. Really? Really, Jared?
You just going to lay there? You just going to sit there?
You're not going to help. It's okay.
That means
you don't even worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? That means she don't have no problems with you playing Madden while she cooks. Or like, do you understand the life you could have been living? These young niggas don't know, man. They just don't know.
Different priorities. He gonna learn. Man. He
ain't gonna never find it again and then be talking about this for the rest. Man, I remember this one.
He gonna fuck around and hook up with Tasha, who's super fertile, have three kids, and be like...
He gonna fuck around and end up with shits on the plate. Then this nigga learn 4:30 in the morning, somebody shit on the plate, put it in the microwave on you. Then you know that's an inside joke, people. I'll tell you that story one day.
Man.
That's what could have happened. He could have woke up to shit on a plate. He woke up to the exact opposite, to the complete other end of the spectrum. And that was
and got rid of it.
Peace. Peace and calmness and not fucking with me. It's all he gonna want one day.
All right, so let me ask you a question about Petty. Before we end this out. A dude will have a wife, wifey, girlfriend, whatever, serious relationship, and he might have a either that best friend who's the homegirl, who he always wanted, or that best friend is homegirl who's mad attractive, but he not doing nothing with. But the significant other will never think that that's okay. It's always an issue. But I found out that the majority of females have a backup dude.
Yeah.
They all got the backup
dude.
That's
why they not comfortable with your friend.
That's the same shit.
Because they know what they do. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, when you cheating, you be hypersensitive to shit like that. What the fuck? Wait, why are you going out right now? Why are you wearing that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when you wrong, you be hypersensitive
to other shit.
To other shit that might even just look wrong. I don't know. You can't know. Because they know what they doing. They know what they doing. So they can't see you doing it, too.
That shit is crazy. I was talking to my cousin earlier in the week. That's why. And she was like, this nigga fucking up. It's okay. Call my backup dude. And I'm like, how y'all got backup dudes? I was like, what if he had a backup girl? I'm going to fucking kill him. Come on. Come on, B.
I think, dudes, you got to learn how to have your one in the tuck that's just, like, so that's why he shouldn't have ghosted Shorty. Cause she could have been his one in the tuck. She could have been.
That's true.
She could have been one that all he have to do is breadcrumb. I just learned that. Every once in a while, breadcrumb. Every once in a while, bop, 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 feed the pigeons, bop. Just every once in a while, and then know that she always going to be waiting for her spot to open up again. And then, you know, she don't have to be your friend. She don't have to be nobody you hang out with. You know,
no.
She's all just breadcrumb.
She's just like, fuck it. I'm going to leave it alone. Just that. Bop, bop, bop. He burned bridges too quick. He ain't even give it a chance. You don't know what it could have been.
I don't know what it could have been. She could have been your ace in the hole, my nigga. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, you always got to have that one that you know years later.
Mm-hmm.
That you could just, they've been waiting. They've been waiting for that phone call.
Gonna get right back.
Waiting for that phone call. Nah, I think women have to maintain their shits. Like, women can't have a dude on the. Nah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think? You think women can? You think a dude would just hang around waiting for his spot? Like, you could just call him out the blue? I done been around girls. Like, we've been partying. And it'd been like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. They like, watch this. And just dial a number.
Yeah, and make him pop up. Nigga,
fuck that. Niggas, don't be that one. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Don't be the pop-up guy. Don't be the 2:30 in the morning. Don't be the booty call guy. Don't feel a sense of pride if a chick call you as the booty call dude. Because one, she got a list.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where you was and on that
depending
list.
On the time is how far down you was called. You don't know if you was
the first person she called or you the last person she called.
I feel like anything after two. You know what I mean? Because prime booty call hours, you really, the main tuck, you hitting them up before it even hit midnight.
Right.
Because you prepping them because they got to make that travel.
Exactly. You're like, hey, look, I'm out with the ladies, but I want to come see you, you know?
Exactly. So you got that call. You already got it ready. So they going to get there maybe. You pulling up home at 1:15, they getting there at 1:16. You know what I mean? They already ready, got shit ready. You going to their house. Listen, that Uber, they already called Uber, got the Uber prepped. If you getting that call at 2 and something, listen, main dick wasn't available. All
right, a couple joints fell through.
It's, you down the list, buddy. If you that far down the list, you ain't doing something right. That's all I'm going to say about it. But fuck it.
Nah. Millennials, like, all right, just dudes, young dudes, just understand. Peace. It's invaluable. You don't understand. You don't understand. Peace. You have all the time in the world right now. Like, when you want to come home, you want to play Madden, or you want to listen to some music, nigga, do you know when the last time
I've been able to just like play what I want to play. I got without a 2-year-old no like, without no bullshit, without nobody put on, when I get ready to put on some music, and somebody don't put on nothing stupid. That's the shit I gotta hear every time I get ready to play. Don't put on something stupid.
See,
like, peace, my nigga. You gonna wish you had it.
Fucked it up for the rest of us, nigga. We out.
Don't put on nothing stupid. What's stupid? You know. I don't want to hear none of that man-hating music.
All right, we'll be back. You ever had that person, you be like, let me get one, and they legit give you one? I used to have a friend, you be like, let me get some, and they give you S-O-M-E.
Can I get a few? F-E.
Yeah, motherfucker. Ration and chips. So
you ask for one, you get one. You ask for a couple, you get two. You ask for a few, you get three. Some, you get four.
You don't get no more than that. Man, that's where it stops. More than four, we go half on the bag. All right, fuck it.
I remember being in high school and like scrounging up. I forget how much it cost at Popeye's, but we would scrounge up enough money to get a half a dozen biscuits. Just everybody get a biscuit.
Not for nothing. Popeye's biscuits is good as fuck.
Crazy.
Throw some of that jelly up there when they're fresh and warm.
I don't do jelly. I like my biscuits straight. No chaser.
All right, so where Popeye's story before we get back? Where Popeye's story? We went to Popeye's one day, and this was like I was young. I'm still a teenager. I was decorating my room, and on the outside of Popeye's window, no, on the inside of Popeye's window, because the designs were on the inside. You know how they have like the clings, like the glass clings?
Yeah.
It was like a 32 by 24 cling of the Statue of Liberty. And while my sister and her friend was ordering the chicken and biscuits, I kind of rolled the cling off the wall, and I may or may not have had a Popeye Statue of Liberty cling on the wall of my bedroom. It didn't say Popeye's, though. It was just a Statue of Liberty.
Nah.
That's some dumb shit.
So what, nobody saw you doing this? Like,
it was late night. You know, they'd be having bare minimum skeleton crew. The one dude had to go get the biscuits. I'll meet you outside.
Crazy. This nigga stole the side for Popeye. Okay.
Oh, man. All
right, I'm learning things about you now, Rich. All right, let's get back to you.
Brother Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. Ladies, it's the summertime. I'm telling you, tracks, glue, and sweat don't sound like the most attractive combination. You need to refresh them bundles, and you can't get a better deal than CelebrityHairCorp.com. Free shipping, no tax. Go get your bundles. They got everything you need. Let them make you look like the star that you are. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Check them out.
All right, and welcome back to another round of Guess the Ethnicity. This is round three, final round, Rich.
Okay.
To recap, we got the Cheeto Bandit. He robbed the general store, stole beer, cigarettes, snacks, and energy drinks, and then was tracked to his residence by a trail of Cheetos.
I don't want to fuck this up. I'm going to say the wrong thing. We ruled
out Milton. I don't know if Zuckerberg is still a suspect.
If I say this wrong, please don't unsubscribe from the show. Was it Sketchatal, South Carolina? Kitchatal?
Kershaw County.
Good old Kershaw County.
Kershaw County. What can I give you?
Last time I was in Kershaw County, man.
He was booked. And then later released on a $15,000 bond. He had previous arrests for possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance and driving under suspension. This was his third. This is the third Cheetos related crime to happen in recent months. Let's recap the other two.
What? They go hard for Cheetos in Kershaw County.
No, not in Kershaw County.
This is all over the place.
All right, so just to recap the other two Cheeto-related crimes. Back in November, and this is November, I think, 2012. Mm-hmm. I won't give her name, but in Houston, a 23-year-old young lady reportedly beat her 10-year-old sister to the point of unconsciousness because she caught her eating her Cheetos.
It was black, right?
The name sounds black.
Yeah, we don't share Cheetos. I'm telling you. There you go. She beat her sister almost unconscious. she stole a Cheeto.
Yeah. And then in September 2012, a 49-year-old man in St. Louis was arrested after allegedly stabbing another man to death over a bag of Cheetos. Now, his name sounds white.
No, I was about to say he's white because he's 49. You know what that was about? They was playing pinochle.
White people play pinochle?
Probably. I don't know. They probably already in the home. They ain't got nothing to do. It's like the attendants stealing my money. Now you gonna steal my Cheetos? Nah, fuck that.
49, a little young to be in the home.
Oh no, depending on your family.
Stabbed to death over some Cheetos. All right, but be back to this specific incident in Kershaw County, South Carolina.
I'm probably gonna get this one wrong because it could go either way. On some real shit, Kershaw County,
General Store.
He wasted the Cheetos. $15,000 bill. That's a lot of scratch. Even when you, what is it, 5%, 10% that you got to pay? Whatever it is. $15,000 equals up a big portion that you got to pay.
15 G's, chief?
I'm going to say white.
You're going to say white.
Not black.
And you would be correct. Let's see. What was his name again? He got one of them crazy names. He got four names. Austin Lee Westfall Pressler.
I told you. This nigga is on meth. He's stealing Cheetos. Trying to get energy drinks. He's a part-time meth head, part-time coder. He used the seed money his grandmother gave him for face snap, and he paid his bill.
Austin Lee Westfall Pressler, charged with second-degree burglary of a general store.
I knew it. Motherfucking,
That is a recipe for bubble guts. I'm cigarettes and energy drinks alone is bubble guts. You're going to add beer in there. And then, like, unknown snacks, just Cheetos and whatever else you grab. But don't most people who rob, like, a general store, don't you need to have, like, a getaway plan? Like, you don't rob the general store and then drive away in the car you parked directly outside the general store?
Why do you even open the Cheetos? It's like, don't move. Start eating the Cheetos and shit while you running out? Come on, B.
You couldn't wait? You couldn't wait till you got in the car to open the Cheetos? Cheetos was looking that delicious.
I was going to say, we got to do better. It wasn't us. You ever read a story and you be happy as fuck because it wasn't us?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Damn.
All the time. Every time I hear about something, the first thing I do is scroll, get to the pit. Okay. All right.
Now I can read it.
Now I can read it. And feel all right.
I feel blessed.
All right. So hey, you got that one, Rich. You got that one. Austin Lee Westfall Pressler.
Man. Cheeto Bandit.
The Cheeto Bandit. I said, if you're going to rob a store, wait till you get in the car to eat the Cheeto.
Who saw?
And wipe the Cheeto dust off your hands when you get in the house. How you don't want to get arrested with Cheeto dust on your hand. That just feels like a... Now you got like... get arrested with Cheeto dust on your hand.
How you open the door with the Cheeto on your hand?
Now you got Cheeto dust. They got all kinds of fingerprints.
You know what it was, too? He is white. The door is probably already unlocked.
Kershaw County, you might live that way. They rob general stores, but they...
I'm from Brooklyn.
They leave each other alone.
Let's pay these bills.
All right,
folks, it's Flan and Rich from the What Is TWS podcast, and we just want to announce our membership with the Pod Dealers Network.
Yeah.
Very excited to be affiliated with Pod Dealers, Jay, and everything that he's doing. This is the next step for us. Yeah, Pod Dealers Network, we all about working together. We would rather collaborate than compete. It's enough out there for all of us. We can all win.
All right, so I want to thank you guys again for tuning into the What Is TWS podcast. Just keep rocking with us. You know, this is episode whatever, but we ain't going to stop here. We got a lot of more content coming to you soon.
Started from the living room, now we're here.
Check us out. Stay tuned. We got Educated Ignorance coming out to you real soon. All content from a Flan and Rich production all the time.
Hey, so until we speak again, ladies and gentlemen, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.